mean you can't find the car keys? Don't you remember you hid them? Check that third fat roll down from the top. Hello?
Hi, Roy.
Well, if it ain't the radio man.
You got it.
How y'all doing up there?
We're doing great. How about you?
Well, we ain't doing too good this week, Phil.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, the weather is about to give us a good case of cabin fever.
I hate that.
Oh, you'd have it too if you stuck inside here with this bunch that I am.
Well, maybe so.
I guarantee you, yesterday I come home and I found Latisha playing strip battleship with a UPS man.
Oh, man.
Did you know that they make them fellas wear brown right down to their skivvies?
I had no idea.
That's what he told me when he was bouncing down the driveway.
Okay, yeah.
And Sharon Jean Field, she's about to drive me crazy here with her latest project.
What's that?
Oh, she decided to make and sell them little varnish frog statues.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you seen them, ain't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's where you take a frog and you gut him, and then once he's dried out real good, you slap two or three coats of varnish on him.
Right.
Then you stand him up and you dress him like a little froggy golfer or little froggy cowboy, or in Sharon Jean's case, it's little froggy Hollywood couples, Phil.
Is that right?
Yep, she's got some Demi Moores and Bruce Willises, some Frank and Kathy Lees, and her latest is Kelsey Grammer and some little tadpole. I got to admit, Phil, they's kind of cute.
Yeah?
But they's beginning to stink up a trailer, I might.
Ooh.
They ain't exactly fresh frogs. I got them at a high school auction.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what last semester's biology class did in dissect. So you can imagine that formaldehyde smells pretty strong around here.
No, I'd rather not.
Smells like Dick Clark farted. I guarantee you. But she thinks she can make a dollar or two, and I tell you what, if it'll just keep her in diet Mr. Pibb and beef jerky this spring, I'll be happy.
That'd be good.
So can I put you down for a Baldwin and Basinger?
Oh, why not?
How about a John and Yoko?
Sure.
We got to get rid of these things, Phil.
Send them on over.
They stacking up, and it's about to get serious.
Really?
Yep, it's about to get betwixt me and the TV.
Uh-oh.
Hang on a minute. What is it? What? I'll be there in a minute. Raymond's got another batch of Sonny and Cher's dry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I gotta go paint little butterfly tattoos on 50 frogs' asses. I ain't sure what's gonna give out first, Phil. My eyes or my nerves. So, if you see something streaking through the northern sky, you'll know that I cut my suspenders and went through the roof.
I got you.
Y'all have a good
one. You too, Roy.
All righty.
Good luck.
Oh, dadgummit. All right, Raymond, did you get them little fur vests cut? What the hell? I can't start a painting tattoos on them frogs. I just said we get the best, mate. How about them little fur bridges, though?